A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 12. Yahweh said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month is to be the first of all the others for you, the first month of your year. Speak to the whole community of Israel and say, 'On the 10th day of this month, each person must take an animal from the flock, one for each family, one animal for each household. If the household is too small to eat the animal, a man must join with his neighbor, the nearest to his house, as the number of persons requires. You must take into account what each can eat in deciding the number for the animal. It must be an animal without blemish, a male 1 year old. You may take it from either sheep or goats. You must keep it till the 14th day of the month, when the whole assembly of the community of Israel shall slaughter it between the two evenings. Some of the blood must then be taken and put on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses where it is eaten. That night the flesh is to be eaten, roasted over the fire. It must be eaten with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled, but roasted over the fire, head, feet, and entrails. You must not leave any over till the morning. Whatever is left till morning, you are to burn. And you shall eat it like this, with a girdle round your waist, sandals on your feet, a staff in your hand. You shall eat it hastily. It is a Passover in honor of Yahweh. That night I will go through the land of Egypt and strike down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, man and beast alike, and I shall deal out punishment to all the gods of Egypt. I am Yahweh. The blood shall serve to mark the houses that you live in. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and you shall escape the destroying plague when I strike the land of Egypt. This day is to be a day of remembrance for you, and you must celebrate it as a feast in Yahweh's honor. For all generations you are to declare it a day of festival forever." The Word of the Lord. The Gospel reading is from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 12. At that time, Jesus took a walk one Sabbath day through the cornfields. His disciples were hungry and began to pick ears of corn and eat them. The Pharisees noticed it and said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing something that is forbidden on the Sabbath." But he said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his followers were hungry? How he went into the house of God, and how they ate the loaves of offering which neither he nor his followers were allowed to eat, but which were for the priests alone? Or again, have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath day the temple priests break the Sabbath without being blamed for it? Now here I tell you, there's something greater than the temple. And if you had understood the meaning of the words, 'What I want is mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the blameless. For the Son of Man is master of the Sabbath." Some people are obsessed with the law. According to Matthew, the Pharisees believed that the only way of serving God was to obey every religious instruction there ever was to the letter, all 613 of them according to the Old Testament. So what was the terrible breach of the law that they accused Jesus of condoning? Not that the disciples took some corn and ate it. That was not unlawful. No, the terrible thing was they did it on the Sabbath. And the Pharisaic interpretation of the commandment to keep the Sabbath holy meant that even walking in a field and picking an ear of corn was unlawful. Jesus plays them at their own game. He quotes the very scripture that they hold in such esteem to show what we all know, that laws, including religious laws, are made to protect and support human life and human communities. They are not some immutable, set-in-concrete pillars of conduct. Indeed, Jesus points out that David, that icon of Jewish heritage, had eaten the very food consecrated in the temple because circumstances needed it. And some Christians today become passionate about laws too, either ones they find in the Bible or ones made by the church. Curiously enough, most of the laws that people really get hung up about are the ones involving human relationships, questions of sex and sexuality, contraception, abortion, whether priests should be allowed to marry, whether children should be smacked. You don't find quite the same obsession with laws about almsgiving or honesty. But sure enough, some of the questions that really concern people today are very curly ones. In my country, there has been a debate recently about whether a priest should refuse, under all circumstances, communion to a non-Catholic. Two real situations have been mentioned. Two Protestant people of deep faith who are facing a crisis in their life were invited by their Catholic friends to attend Mass with them. But at the Mass, they were refused communion by the priest. And the second situation, an ecumenical youth festival attended by some 15,000 young people. And at Mass, it was explained that only Catholics could come to communion. A wise bishop, responding to the anguish that these situations caused, talked of the importance of believing in what we are doing in receiving communion, but talked also of the grace and compassion that the church always brings to the interpretation of the law. In other words, communion is not something that should be given or withdrawn simply because of rules and laws. Compassion and love are higher values than identifying who does or does not belong. I think Jesus would have thought that way too. The mind of Jesus was always alert to the importance of circumstances when it came to applying the law. Let's pray that we too may reflect the mind of Jesus in dealing with others. God bless.